loved me,
or something on that level. It would be up to me to grovel and beg for forgiveness, which was doled out in the smallest pieces you can imagine. Finally, a female friend of mine named Connie pulled me aside one day for a coffee. We got into one of those deep, hours-long conversations that is so easy to have on a college campus. "Listen, you need to reconcile your patterns. You're dating your mother over and over again," she told me.
"What?"
I countered, the blood draining from my face.
"How can you say that?"
She shrugged. "Hey, it's what you know. It's how you were raised. When you see that spark of narcissism in a woman, you run right to her. Trust me, I've seen you do it." She took a long drink from her latte as I stared at her. "We all do it. We stick to what's familiar to us. When that happens, we have to break down our habits so we can leave them behind. It's the only way to move forward." I left Connie that evening with my heart pounding. Was she right? Was I stuck in a loop of bad relationships because some sick part of me wanted them? That conversation changed my life. It inspired me to write my dissertation on dating patterns and their parallels to our parents. A large group of incredible people offered to let me interview them and dig deeper into how they dated and fell in love. The experience opened my understanding up in ways I never imagined. To me, everyone's patterns seemed crystal clear. Student X was raised by parent Y, who had a specific personality, and then student X would go on to date others with the same traits as parent Y. Yet, the people I interviewed disagreed with me whenever I pointed out that fact. They'd insist that their last relationship was a left turn from their norm. There were other reasons it didn't work out. The saddest moment of my study came when I saw how few people who dated narcissists realized they were in a highly manipulative relationship. They described their partners as really funny or so smart, despite how bad they felt in that person's company. After I graduated, I kept in touch with many of those same people who helped me get my master's. Most of them eventually got married, and many of those who were partners to hardened narcissists got divorced. It wasn't until the dust settled on their messy legal battles and screaming matches in the front yard that they finally looked themselves in the mirror and asked, "What was I thinking?" Manipulative relationships are impossible to see from the inside. Yet when we find ourselves in one, we can still sense that something is wrong. Every time we try to pin down what exactly could be the issue, we're quickly assured by our partner that we're way off. This could be thanks to a sudden rush of sweetness or a big fight in which we find ourselves apologizing, though we're not quite sure why we're the sorry ones. That's why I decided to write this book. I wanted to help people who got lost in that bad relationship fog that makes love impossible to navigate. Healthy relationships are a constant give and take, a kind of cooperative dance. However, unhealthy relationships can disguise themselves as passion, drama, and even a state of balance. It's only with the right vocabulary and mental tools that we can escape the illusion and see the truth that we're being used to feed our partner's ego. I approached this book with hope for anyone feeling a low self-esteem, loss of who they are, or inability to express themselves or grow as a person from being part of a bad relationship. As someone who felt caught in the same trap many times myself, I come from a place of empathy and understanding. These situations are no one's fault, and we always have a way out. No one is trapped or obligated to stay in a destructive relationship. To help you get away from the person claiming to love you while they slowly destroy you, I outline several ways to recognize toxic behavior and how to respond to it. I also look into the psychology behind narcissism, gaslighting tactics, and why some people feel the need to do these things, even though it doesn't benefit them in the long run. Then, we'll get into how you can care for yourself, create a safe space for yourself, and why you must prioritize your mental health. It's my goal to get you to a mental space that feels confident and sure enough to help you walk away from a bad partner, not fix or change anyone. No one needs fixing. We all need to live a life that makes us happy and confident. I'm guessing that if you picked up this book, you're not feeling either of those things right now. Don't worry, you will. But you have to do the work. I've worked with hundreds of people who felt tied to someone or stuck in a rut that kept them from entering a good, balanced relationship. Each of us is unique and has our own needs, but I found that there are some fundamental things a victim of a narcissist